Hey, I just got my teacher evaluations. Check out what this one student wrote. I loved Dr. Geller's class. Mind-blowing lectures. Dr. Geller, you are definitely the hottie of the paleontology department.
Ah, hotties of the paleontology department. There's a big selling calendar, eh?
Who wrote it?
Oh, I wish I knew, but the evaluations are all anonymous.
Hey, do you still have their final exams?
Yeah.
Well, because you could just match the evaluation to the exam with the same handwriting, and boom, there's your admirer.
A hot girl's at stake, and all of a sudden, he's Rain Man.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. Why are we so sure that this is a girl?
It's a girl. Anyway, it wouldn't matter, okay? Because I'm a teacher. She's a student.
Oh, is that against the rules?
No, but it is frowned upon.
I see.
Besides, there's a big age difference.
Oh, well, think of it like this. When you're 90...
I know. When I'm 90, she'll be like 80, and it won't seem like such a big difference.
No, that's not what I was going to say at all. What I was going to say is when you're 90, you'll still have the memory of what it was like to be with a 20-year-old.
Monica?
I don't know.
Okay. Hey, Chandler. You know that girl you went to college with who became a movie director?
Oh, yeah, Dana Keystone. She was in my movement class.
What's a movement class?
It's Chandler's way of pretending he didn't take mime.
Oh, well, listen, anyway, she's directing the new Al Pacino movie. You gotta get me an audition.
Oh, I don't know, man. I haven't talked to her in like 10 years.
Oh, no, no, please, please, Chandler. I would owe you so much.
You do owe me so much.
You owe me 3,400... Hey, why are you changing the subject? What? Will you make the call or what?
Oh, okay, I'll try.
All right, thanks. You're the best. Now, listen, the last day of auditions is Thursday, okay? So I gotta get in there by Thursday, okay? Just remember Thursday. Thursday. Can you remember Thursday?
Yeah, so Tuesday?
Thursday. Look, if you need help remembering, just think of it like this. The third day, all right? Monday, uh-huh. One day. Tuesday, 2 day. Wednesday, when? Huh? What day? Thursday. The third day, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Monica.
She doesn't know.
Hey, Mon, I'm going to check my messages.
You just thought of that in there?
Sure, you know, nature called. She wanted to see who else did. Hello? Rachel? Guys, someone is in our apartment. Call the cops. You're on the phone. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. Thank you. Oh. But it was the fire department. There was a fire at our place.
Oh, my God. How bad was it?
Well, he didn't say, but it was a fire. I'm guessing not very good.
Oh.
Come on. We gotta go.
Oh, yeah,
come on.
What are you smiling about? What is so funny?
The part I want to audition for is a fireman. This is so meant to be.
Wow. Looks like you were very generous with your grades this semester.
Professor Geller?
Yeah, well.
I wanted to say how much I enjoyed your class.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much. Ow.
I'm a little embarrassed about calling you a hottie on my evaluation.
That was you?
Yeah. I felt a little weird about it. You're a teacher. I'm a student. But would you maybe want to go out with me sometime?
I don't think that would be the best idea.
Oh, because I was thinking, the semester's over. You're not my teacher anymore.
What time?
Oh, you know what? Forget it. I see you already gave me an A.
Gotcha.
I'm kidding!
Oh. So seriously, what time?
So bad?
Yeah, most of the damage is pretty much contained to the bedrooms.
Oh, good.
Hey, buddy, you think I could borrow your uniform this Thursday?
Excuse me?
Joey, he's working.
You would look good in that.
Uh-oh. How bad is it?
Oh, it's
bad. It's really bad. The only thing there that isn't burned is an axe, which I do not remember buying.
How's your room, Rach?
Everything's ruined. My bed, my clothes. Look at my favorite blue sweater.
Isn't that mine?
Fine. I'm sorry for your loss.
So, you're not going to be able to live here for a while. You ladies have a place to stay.
Wow. Okay. Look, pal, I am not in the mood to be hit on right now. But if you give me your number, I will call you some other time.
Yes, they can stay with us.
Have you figured out what started the fire, Mr. Fireman?
Well, do either of you smoke?
No, not usually, but yeah, I could use one right now.
No. Do you light candles, burn incense?
Yes, I do all the time. I love them. Oh, my God. I did it. It's me. It's me. I burned down the house.
Okay, Phoebe, calm down. There's no need to place blame, okay? I warned her about those candles.
God, it's great to catch up. I can't believe how long it's been.
Hey, Chandler, is that...
Oh, that's great. Good for you. Okay, so, yeah, maybe we can get together, Can you hold on for 1 second, please? What?
When you're off the phone, you want to get a pizza?
Hi, I'm back. Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, well, we'll do it then. Okay, bye.
Hey, listen, so when's my audition? I mean, I know it's Thursday, but what time?
Hey. We didn't get to the audition. I'm going to take her to coffee, and then we'll do it then.
Uh-huh. Wow, so now you're going on a date with this girl?
Honey, it is not a date. I haven't talked to her in 10 years. You can't just call up somebody you haven't talked to in 10 years and ask them for a favor. There are rules, you know. You gotta put in some time.
All right, I'm sorry. It's not like you're, you know, going out with an ex-girlfriend.
No, we only went out once.
You dated her?
Not once.
Great, well, why don't I just go out with an ex-boyfriend, you know, and, you know, do Joey a favor?
Hey, you want to do Joey a favor? Maybe you go out with Joey.
Oh, that's great. My friend Joey's in the movie business.
Oh. You know who I ran into from school? Howie.
My friend's name is Joey.
Apparently, Howie's editing now. Yeah, he calls me up and asks me if he can edit my new movie. Can you believe that? You know, I haven't spoken to him in what, 10 years? And he asks me for a favor?
Yeah, I've always hated that Howie.
No, how you doing? Man, I mean, not even a cup of coffee first.
The nerve, huh?
Yeah.
Refill?
Now, this is last minute, so I want to apologize for the mess, okay? Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Sure didn't look this way when I lived here.
I know. Now, look, there's only one problem, though. There's only room for one, so I guess one of you will have to stay at Joey's.
Well, since the fire was kind of my fault, I guess you should get to stay here.
Hey, now, this was no one's fault, Phoebes, okay? It was an accident.
Well, no, it was my fault, so you should get the nice room.
Okay! So, Rach, you're the first guest at Hotel Monica.
Yeah!
You just have to tell me how you like your eggs in the morning. Oh. And I thought I would bring them to you, you know, in bed. Well, you've been through so much.
I have.
This right here is where I keep the pizza. And that's where the napkin is.
What's that smell?
I know.
Oh, please. It was such a big class. You never even noticed me.
What? Of course I did. You sat next to Sleepy Sleeperson.
Who?
Oh, I had trouble remembering everyone's name, so I kind of came up with nicknames. Like, the guy on the other side of you was Smelly Von Brownshirt.
Oh, yeah. So, did you have a nickname for me?
Oh, no.
Yes, you did. What was it?
It's Cutie McPretty.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Listen, I gotta tell you, I'm having a great time. You know how before you said it might be weird, the whole student-teacher thing? And to be frank, I thought it would be too, but it's not. I mean, it's not at all.
Dr. Geller!
Bert!
So, did you sleep well last night?
I did.
Yeah?
I did. Monica was so sweet, she left a little mint on my pillow.
You know what Joey left on my pillow?
What?
Gum.
Well, we determined the cause of the fire.
Yeah, I know. It was my candle.
No, there was an appliance left on in the bathroom. It looks like a curling iron.
I don't use a curling iron.
Well, someone does.
Don't look at me. My hair's straight. Straight.
Could have been a hair straightener.
Oh.
This is where I keep the pizza. And hey, where'd the napkin go?